Hi, this is Scott on the On.NET show today, and I've got Matt and Luke, and we're going to talk about how you can use F# with Pulumi. Hey, we're back on the On.NET show with Matt and Luke talking about Pulumi. And I have a question we didn't get into last time. We talked about every demo we've shown so far is C#. Mm-hmm. .NET is a lot more than just C#. You know, we've got F# and we have VB.NET. How does this tech work with those languages?
Yeah, so Pulumi fundamentally supports, you know, all .NET languages, and so you know, we work with C#, we work with VB. For F#, we actually went a little bit beyond that. We actually have some special libraries just to make it really easy to use Pulumi from F#, so it's not just the raw .NET experience, it's actually a nice kind of F# experience. We've seen a lot of folks from the F# community who have sort of been engaged with trying to bring Pulumi into .NET, and so wanted to make sure we had a really great experience there. And so I can show off a little bit of kind of what we do for F# as well.
Yeah.
So you know, in F#, you know, we have access to all the same libraries, right? So we have access to, you know, the entirety of the Azure API service area, the entirety of a lot of different other cloud providers as well. But we can use that now from within F#. So we can write little functions like, you know, this signed blob read URL. You know, this is a function. It's, you know, standard to kind of F# code here. That's going to go and make some calls. It's going to, you know, use this get Azure get account blob container SAS, which is just an API call available in Azure, to sort of get a signed token that lets me to read from that URL. And then I can compose together my infrastructure in exactly the same ways I would, you know, using .NET. You see some really simple things like some helpers to sort of do some conversions, like this IO function, these input functions. These are really useful sort of F# specific things to make this code look really simple, right? I can sort of build these data structures. I can build, you know, the application around my Azure resources in a really natural kind of way in F#. And so really, really trying to make sure that we, you know, have a really great experience for F# users who want to use Pulumi to deploy infrastructure to Azure and other platforms.
Yeah, I love this. I love the fact that you're not just taking, you know, the tech and saying, hey, we just watered it all down to the least common denominator and make it feel like, oh, we ported this from whatever language to whatever language to whatever language. We're going to make you feel like we're taking advantage of the features of each of the languages that we support. And of course, obviously in .NET, we have the biggest ones with the big differences would be F# and C#.
Yeah.
VB.NET is very similar to C#.
Yeah, right. When we looked at the VB experience, we said, hey, like, actually looks pretty good. When we looked at the F# experience, like, that you know, we really need to actually add some helpers to make this be really great. And so we wanted to add a little library that had some generalized helpers. So we have a Pulumi.F# library that, you know, if you're working in F#, that just makes it even better.
Super cool. Once again, thanks, Luke and Matt, for showing the awesome Pulumi stuff. And thanks for joining On.NET, and come check us out next time.